بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. بلا جان کیا جام و مینائے عالم، بلا جان کیا جام و مینائے عالم، تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر ہے تیرا میں مدینہ. مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر ہے تیرا میں مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے چہوگی، جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. نگاہوں میں سلطانیت چہوگی، جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو، سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو، سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے، ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے، جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ. جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ، یہ شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. مدینہ مدینہ، مدینہ مدینہ، مدینہ مدینہ، مدینہ مدینہ، بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ.
حضرت والا کا کلام. آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا، آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا، ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں، ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو، صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو، اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں، اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں، جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو، جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو، ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں، ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں، غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل، غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل، تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں، تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں، آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں، آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں، آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں، کوئی لیلہ نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں، کوئی لیلہ نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں، کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگے دہل، کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگے دہل، بحر الفت کا کوئی بھی ساحل نہیں، بحر الفت کا کوئی بھی ساحل نہیں، آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا، آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا، ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں، ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں، صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو، صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو، اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. First we'll translate this very beautiful poem of our Shaykh Rahimahumullah. Ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. Ah, what a deep sigh of the heart. What a pity on that heart which hasn't got the love of Allah Ta'ala. Allah gave that heart, and that heart was meant for the love of Allah Ta'ala. And if a person did not find the love of Allah, and very sadly, if he found the love of other things, and if worse than that, the love of haram things he has put in his heart, then how sad and what a pity on that heart. And the Allah Wala, they are not worried only of themselves, but of the entire creation. So Hazrat is worried of every heart that hasn't found the love of Allah Ta'ala. Do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi. That person hasn't got any enjoyment of any of both of the worlds, anything of both of the worlds. That person has got no enjoyment whatsoever. He might think for himself, I'm enjoying myself. People in all the luxuries and comforts of this world, they feel that we are enjoying ourselves. Somebody who likes motor racing and is racing, he feels he has got enjoyment, whatever field it might be. But this is just like, for example, very common it is with zafran. There are a lot of fake zafran on the market. So a person might have that and he think, I've got zafran. But the day he will get the actual genuine zafran, then he will realize, I had no zafran whatsoever. Similarly, another thing of that type is olive oil. A lot of fake olive oil is also on the market. In fact, oil that was used how many times, and then it is just doctored a bit, and it is sold as pure olive oil. And when the person who uses that, but the day he gets pure olive oil, honey also is one thing like that, where there is a lot of honey which is just syrup. And when the day a person really gets the true honey, so a person might think I'm enjoying myself, but when he really gets enjoyment, then he will realize that what was enjoyment? I was just fooling myself, and I was paying so much for that olive oil. I was paying so much for that zafran, and now I realize that what is the actual zafran? What is the actual olive oil? What is actual honey? Similarly, in our lives also, whatever we might be thinking of this dunya, the day as you get one bit of the love of Allah, that person will then realize that that was all fake. That was all adulterated. It was all doctored. It was nothing whatsoever. The real love is the love of Allah Ta'ala. So that person didn't have any enjoyment. He can think for himself, I'm enjoying. I'm having everything, the best of everything. Ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. Ah, that heart that hasn't got your heart, your love, that heart hasn't found any love whatsoever. And we can easily understand, hopefully, that those people who are in guna, and they might be thinking what we're enjoying, etc. But a person can easily understand that how far they are, they've got no idea even what is the meaning of enjoyment. Enjoyment is only with the creator of enjoyment and the giver of enjoyment, and that is only with Allah Ta'ala. Aap chahe hame ye karam aapka, And if Allah Ta'ala gives you that love of His, one bit, one iota of that love, Allah has given it to you, it's not that you found it, don't attribute it to yourself. Don't feel that I did it. It's a gift from Allah. And if Allah gave it to you, it is the gift, it is the kindness, the compassion, and the mercy of Allah that He gave it. Warna hum chahne ke to qabil nahi. Otherwise we are not at all such that we could be loved. And loved by who? By Allah Ta'ala. If a person really thinks of himself, he's not fit to be loved by anyone in this world. And when you get the love of Allah, then Allahu Akbar. That Allah loved you, you are not at all capable, fit for this in any way whatsoever. And if you feel that love in your heart for Allah, it means Allah is loving you. And there is nothing but shukr you can make. And don't at all think that it is because of my doing or anything. It is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. Sohbat ehle dil jisne paayi na ho. And where do you get this? Allah has kept this. That لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَعْدَنٌ. For everything there is a mine. Coal mine, silver mine, diamond mine. وَمَعْدَنُ التَّقْوَى قُلُوبُ الْعَارِفِينَ. And it is of taqwa. And that is the hearts of the arifin where you will get. Those who have recognized Allah Ta'ala. So those, that is the place Allah has kept where you will get this love. For everything, there is a department, there is a place. If you want clothing, don't go to a hardware store. Where are you going to get clothing in a hardware store? You're looking for some electrical plugs for equipment, and you go to a plumbing shop. You can't get it there. So where it is, and that Allah has kept by the hearts of the arifin, the ahlullah, who reside in what we call khanqa. That is where they reside in. And they are the ones who have got this. So a person who did not get their company, and the company also, as Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, that وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. That these people here, the Ahlullah, the Salihin, their rifaqat is beautiful also, and their friendship, their companionship, sitting in their company, it is beautiful to be in their company. Just like Hadrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, that the palm of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was softer than silk. And ulama have written from there, the mizaj, the way, the personality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was softer than silk. And to be in silk, who doesn't enjoy it? So the company of this Ahlullah is like that. And the atar was more sweet smelling than musk also. In other words, if a person is in silk and musk, how can't he enjoy that? What enjoyment doesn't he get? And that is the company of the Ahlullah. That is like that. And also, that this company must be beautiful also. That is with an open heart. With i'tiqad, you have got trust also. With muhabbat, you have got love also. Then you will enjoy all this. Otherwise, if you don't have that i'tiqad, that inclination, like for example, there are majalis of Ahlullah, but how many are just bypassing them? They find their enjoyment in some other thing. So they don't have that capacity. So you can't enjoy. If a person comes in, sit here by force, somebody forces him to come here, but he doesn't like to be here. Even if he forces himself, or his wife forces him, but his heart is somewhere else. Though he's here, he's not here. He won't get any benefit from this gathering. So that gathering, that person, the beautiful companionship means that you must have that i'tiqad, that conviction also. Then you must have that love also. That person will benefit. Otherwise, the whole life a person will be there. As Mufti Abdullah Phulpuri, the Ahmed Barakatum, explains, one ustad was in the madrasa of his grandfather, Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, rahmatullah alayh. For 35 years he was the ustad. He was the right-hand man of Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri. He was his mu'tamad. He trusted him. He did all his work. He was very close to him. But he did not have that relationship with Maulana of a murid and a sheikh. He was a ustad. He did everything. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali went also, he was also present there. And our Shaykh stayed about 17 years. He was about double the time, 35 years. But he says what Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib took, he took everything from Maulana Abdul Ghani. And I stayed double the time and I took nothing from Maulana Abdul Ghani. So that relationship must be also in that way. In any field whatsoever, a person is an expert in a certain field. You might know, you might not know, you got a relationship with him, everything. But you didn't take that benefit in which he's an expert. Other things you took there, you kept company with him, you traveled with him, you did business with him. Everything you did, but that which he was an expert, that you did not get from that source. So no matter how long you stayed with him also, you didn't get any benefit. So this company of the Ahlullah, when you tap into them and you take what you have to take, otherwise you just keep company, you come, you go, you meet, you talk, you sit, you do everything. But you didn't tap and take that what you had to take, then also you didn't take anything. So that is very important. So the company of Ahlullah and then to take from them what we had to take. Uska gham, gham nahi, uska dil, dil nahi. That person's love is no love also. It's just infatuation. It is just fake zafran he has got. He has got, instead of honey, he's got syrup. He has an, instead of olive oil, he's got some old cooking oil. And he thinks that I've got love. Uska dil, dil nahi. It's a biological heart, it's not a spiritual heart. He didn't find the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Jis jaga aapka qurb milta na ho. And when, this is from both sides it has to be. The Shaykh also must be a courier of that love in his heart. And the murid also must, he also must have the desire. He must also have that capacity and the desire to get that love. When these two meet, then it just flows. And if the murid hasn't got that desire and he goes to the greatest lover of Allah, the greatest Shaykh, because he doesn't want to take, so he'll take nothing. And if he's gone, he's got the desire, but he's gone to a Shaykh who hasn't got that. Also, how can he get it? It has to be from both sides. So Hazrat says, that place, that khanka you go, that Shaykh you go to, but you're not getting the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. Ho ke manzil bhi, wo meri manzil nahi. Though it is a khanka, it is a Allah wala, he's very pious, he never misses his tahajjud also. Everything, he's got lot of taqwa, he doesn't commit one guna also, but he hasn't got the love of Allah. He is a great person, it is a great station, but that's not my station. That's not my khanka I want to be in. The one I want to be in is where I find the love of Allah Ta'ala. So it has to be from both sides. You go to the greatest Shaykh, he's got the love of Allah, but we haven't got interest in that. We are interested in knowledge. Like for example, a student who comes to the Darul Uloom, how many students are sitting? They came here for knowledge. They didn't come here for the love of Allah. When they will get that urge to find the love of Allah, then it will be different. So everyone, if we have got that in us, and then again, the Shaykh himself also must have that. Then he can deliver that. If he hasn't got it, you can't get from you. Watch how you're going to get it. So from both sides. غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل. Any person who puts his heart into anything besides Allah Ta'ala, into anything besides the love of Allah Ta'ala. تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں. That person cannot find the love of Allah Ta'ala. And like for knowledge, a famous saying, that until you don't give your whole self to knowledge, knowledge won't give you one bit. And knowledge is just the starting point to get the marifat of Allah. So for the marifat of Allah, until you don't devote yourself totally, just outwardly, superficially, half your heart is here, half your heart is somewhere else, we are sitting here but we're busy thinking about something else, what we have to do tomorrow, what we have to do next week, all other things that we are thinking, that person also who is like that, the ghair haq se jo lagata hai apna dil, tere ulfat ke gham ka wo hamil nahi. He won't get the true love of yours. He will think, his own thinking is something else. Like what we usually say, you put up four bamboo sticks and you put some Haitian sack on top of it and you call it Hotel Paradise. Just by you calling it Hotel Paradise, doesn't become Hotel Paradise. But there is a criteria for you to be graded as a 3-star hotel, to be graded as a 4-star, 5-star hotel. According to that you can claim. But just you, you're selling some tea there, boiling it there, and you put Hotel Paradise there. That doesn't make it Hotel Paradise. Aapka hoon main bas aur kisi ka nahi. And that half-half business, the outward business doesn't help. Hazrat says, this is how it must be. I'm only yours, O Allah. And finish. Nothing. Nobody else's. Koi Layla nahi, koi Nahmil nahi. No woman is in my life. No one, that is not my object. I don't want to impress any person. And no position is in my life that I want this position. People must praise me. People must become my mu'taqid. People must become my murids. Nothing like that. Just that I want you, O Allah. And when we want name, fame, people must turn to us. People must praise our lectures, praise our work, etc. We want all that. Then also it's half-half. It's a half-baked. Or it's just an outward thing. The reality is not there. How can that person find the love of Allah Ta'ala? Keh raha hai ye akhtar, bamange dohal. Hazrat says, I'm saying and announcing this. And bamange dohal, at the top of my voice. Dohal is a drum. And when a person wants to announce something in the days, he beats the drum. And bringing the attention of all the people. Till today in the markaz in Nizamuddin, for Sehri and Iftar, they beat the drum. So they draw the attention of everyone. So in this way, Hazrat says, I'm drawing your attention at the top of my voice, as we will say. I'm announcing and saying, Behre ulfat ka koi bhi sahil nahi. The ocean of love has got no shore. In other words, wherever you have reached, don't think this is there is no shore to it. You can't reach, you have to carry on. Whatever you have got, even just the infatuation, even the fake of it, make shukr and carry on, carry on. Don't ever stop at any point. And inshallah, then you will one day reach the true love of Allah. May Allah bless us with that, inshallah. Hi, Maulana. Maulana Nawfal Sahib is from Sri Lanka. The first time we met, they were here in Jamaat in Kimberley. We were there on safar. Maulana heard the Juma Bayan, and then we had meals together at Maulana Muhammad Jina's place. And then Maulana invited, he said, please come to Sri Lanka also. So alhamdulillah, after that, we went to Sri Lanka. Many times we went, and mashallah, we only stayed at Maulana's place. And alhamdulillah, lot of change. Otherwise, Sri Lanka, mashallah, is known for tabligh work. And Maulana is also fully in Jamaat in tabligh work. But Maulana is a very balanced person in everything, mashallah. So Maulana came now. Many times when I went, he wanted to become bayat. But he was bayat to Maulana Ismail, who's there. So I say, you can't have two sheikhs. You can only have one sheikh. And on Sunday, Yawmul Ahad, when we were doing the bayat, Maulana also put his hand. I was not aware. Then Abdul Ahad, who was here, who became bayat when we went there. And then he's a maths teacher, actually, by Abdul Ahad. So he sent me an email that Maulana also put his hand and he became bayat also. So he had a desire very long time, but I was telling him, how can you have two shares? You can't have two shares. So finally, Maulana decided and he became bayat, inshallah. So Maulana will be giving us some encouragement, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فيقول الله سبحانه وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من زكاها صدق الله العظيم محترم بھائی دوستو اللہ جل شانہ تعالی نے حضور آقا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو دنیا میں سب سے ترین بہتر انسان نبی رسول بنا کر اللہ بھیجا حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بعد سب سے بہتر صفت اور خلق عظیم تھا سب سے بہتر صفت یہی ہے حضور کا اور باقی جتنے بھی ہیں وہ اللہ جل شاہ تعالیٰ جتنے بھی انبیاء السلام کو دیا تھا، لیکن خود کا عظیم حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم خاص صفت ہے، نقل اعلیٰ خلق عظیم. صرف حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دنیا میں تشریف آنے کا مقصد حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے بتایا کہ انما بعثت لأتمم مکارم الاخلاق، میں دنیا میں اخلاق کو وہ تکمیل کرنے کے لیے اللہ نے مجھے بھیجا ہے. اسے حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دنیا میں آ کر صحابہ کو کچھ نہیں سکھایا سوا کے خلق عظیم کا، باقی سب صحابہ کا اندر تھا، وہ صحابہ کو حاصل ہوا تھا، لیکن حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جب دنیا میں آ کے خلق عظیم سکھایا، صحابہ اپنے زندگی کو یعنی تبدیل کر دیا. اس کے بعد صحابہ کا زندگی کا مقصد اور صحابہ کا زندگی کا طرز، وہ صحابہ کی زندگی گزارنا کا ترتیب، وہ سب بدل گیا. پہلے ان کے پاس علم تھا، ان کے پاس تجارت تھا، ان کے پاس کھیتی باڑی تھا، سب کچھ تھا، لیکن وہ اپنے منچاہی کے ساتھ تھا. جب صحابہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مل گیا، حضور کے صحبت مل گیا، اس بعد اس کا کمانا بھی امت کے لیے تھا اور خرچہ کرنا بھی امت کے لیے تھا. اس لیے محمد بدلہ صاحب علیہ رحمۃ اللہ ہمارے استاد نظام الدین کا حضرت فرمایا کرتے تھے، تجارت کرنے کا مقصد کیا ہے، کس لیے ہم تجارت کرنا؟ یہ صحابہ سے ہم اس کو دیکھ سکتا ہے، صحابہ رضی اللہ اجمعین اس لیے تجارت کرتا تھا حضور کے نسبت کے بعد لوگوں کا تقاضا پورا کرنے کے لیے اور لوگوں کے سامنے باعزت رہنے کے لیے. یہ سب الجائل عانیہ من التعفف، اس کے لیے صحابہ نے اپنے کھیتی باڑی تجارت کرتے تھے اور دوسروں کو خرچہ کرنے کے لیے. اللہ جل شان کے ارشاد ہے یوسرون علی انفسہم ولو کان بہم خصاصہ، اس لیے صحابہ نے وہ کماتے تھے اور خرچہ کرتے تھے. یہ صفت کب آیا صحابہ کو؟ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صحبت کے بعد آیا. اس کے بعد اللہ جل شان کے ارشاد ہے کوئی بھی دنیا میں اگر کامیابی چاہے، دنیا میں اللہ کا رضا مندی اگر چاہے، دنیا آخرت کا کامیابی چاہے، وہ صحابہ کی اتباع کرے. کیوں؟ صحابہ کی زندگی حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آنے کے بعد تبدیل ہو گیا. اس لیے جو بھی اگر دنیا میں کامیابی چاہے وہ صحابہ کی اتباع کرنا ہے. صحابہ کیسے بنے؟ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صحبت سے بنے. حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صحبت سے جتنا صحابہ پایا، صحابہ اپنی زندگی کو صحیح کیا اور کسی اور عمل سے صحیح نہیں کیا. حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صحبت میں صحابہ جتنا رہے اتنا ان کی زندگی میں اللہ جل شاہ تعالیٰ ان کی زندگی میں تبدیل لے آئے. سیدنا ابوبکر صدیق رضی اللہ کے ایمان جتنا ہے اور پورا دنیا میں جتنے بھی ایمان والے ہیں ان کے برابر نہیں ہوگا. وجہ کیا؟ سیدنا ابوبکر صدیق حدیث میں زیادہ علم نہیں ہے یا تفسیر میں علم زیادہ نہیں ہے اور فقہ میں زیادہ علم نہیں ہے، لیکن حضور کی صحبت میں زیادہ ہے. اس لیے حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وفات کے وقت میں صحابہ نے سیدنا عمر بھی حضور کے موت کو قبول نہیں کیا، دنیا میں تشریف لے گئے، اس کے مانے نہیں. سب صحابہ نے مانے نہیں سوائے سیدنا ابوبکر صدیق کا، کیونکہ سیدنا ابوبکر صدیق پورا حضور کا وہ آنے کا مقصد، وہ حضور کا رہنے کا مقصد سمجھے تھے صحبت سے. اس لیے حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم موت کے بعد سیدنا ابوبکر صدیق نے قرآن ایک آیت پڑھا، وما محمد، یعنی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دنیا میں صرف نبی بن کے آیا، وہ دنیا میں جتنے بھی پہلے نبی آئے ایسا حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تشریف لے گئے، آیت پڑھے. سیدنا عمر رضی اللہ فرمائے میں یہ آیت ایسا سنا، آیت آج ہی نازل ہوا ہے، پہلے مجھے سمجھ میں نہیں آیا سیدنا ابوبکر صدیق پڑھنے سے پہلے. اس لیے بھائی دوستو یہ سب سیدنا ابوبکر کو ایسا ملے، یہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صحبت سے. جتنا ہم اللہ کو جو اللہ کو سمجھا ہے ان لوگوں کے ساتھ ہم جتنا رہیں گے اللہ جل شانہ تعالی ہمارا دین ہمارا سمجھ جائے گا ڈالے گا. یہ علم سے نہیں آئے گا اور کوئی دنیا کے چیزوں سے نہیں آئے گا، صرف بزرگوں کی صحبت سے آئے. اس لیے اللہ جل شاہ ہم کو جو موقع دیا ہے حضرت کی صحبت، یا آپ حضرات کو اللہ نے اللہ کے توفیق سے اللہ آپ کو مفت میں دیا ہے، لیکن ہم ادھر آنا ہے تو بہت تکلیف اٹھا کر آنا پڑتا ہے، اور ہمارا ملک میں آنا ہے تو حضرت بہت تکلیف اٹھا کر آنا پڑتے ہیں. اس لیے ہمارا درخواست ہے حضرت والا سے، ہم انشاءاللہ درخواست کرتے ہیں جلدی سے جلدی ہمارے ملک میں بھی آ کر یہ اصلاحی جلسہ رکھنے کی ارادہ کریں. جزاک اللہ خیر.
Maulana has come all the way from Sri Lanka just for the Islahi Jalsa. He wasn't getting his visa, so he said, if I don't get my visa, then after 2 weeks was going to be our monthly majlis. He was coming just for the monthly majlis. All the way from Sri, it's a great lesson for us to learn. We who are here, we don't take advantage, we don't take benefit. And right all the way, this is again the person who has that capacity and who can understand. you will realize it's worthwhile coming, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As Maulana mentioned, the ayat of the Quran, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Successful is the person who has made purified himself. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the best of creation, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the best of akhlaq. The Adam bi alayhi salatu wa sallam also had akhlaq. But the speciality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was khulaki azim, very, very high level of akhlaq. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I have been sent to perfect beautiful akhlaq in character. So this was one of the very great things which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Before the coming of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had knowledge. They had tijarat business, they had different things. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed their whole life, their way of thinking, the object of their life. For example, before that they were doing business also. But when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and taught them, then their desire for their business wasn't for themselves, but how it was to benefit other people. And how can I spend on other people, the poor people? يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, giving preference to other people, even though they have poverty within themselves. He says, one of his ustads mentions that the object of tijarat of business is to fulfill the taqazas and the demands of people, other people, not for our own selves. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhu had this quality within themselves. They would fulfill, use that money to spend on other people. And how did the Sahaba radiallahu anhu attain this? This was through suhbat. They got the companionship of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever needs one success in this world, he will have to follow the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, how did they attain the stages and the state? Because of suhbat. They had the suhbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the more suhbat a person has, more companionship, the more changes will come in his life, the better a person will be. He says, look at Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, his iman is the greatest. That all other people of the whole world on one side, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's iman is greater. What is the reason for this? The suhbat which he had with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much so at the time of the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the other sahaba radiallahu anhu were confused. But Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu understood 100% the maqsad and the coming and the object of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's coming. He understood that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has fulfilled his object in his return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why when he recited the khutbah, even a great person like Umar radiallahu anhu, he was perturbed and he said that this ayat of the Quran Sharif, I feel like it has only been revealed now. I was surprised when I heard this ayat. I never thought that this is the meaning of the ayat. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu attained all of this because of suhbat. So he says, not from ilm, also from knowledge, not from things of this world, but only through suhbat a person can attain all of this here. So he says, it is very easy for all of you people here, but for us, it's so difficult, so far we are away from Hazrat. And he requested Hazrat to come to Sri Lanka also to have an Islah Jalsa there. And he says, that take full advantage and benefit. That Hazrat is right in front of you, and it's so easy for us. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to take benefits.
Haji Ramzan is also here. MashaAllah, he has also come from Sri Lanka, also just specially for the Islahi Jalsa. And MashaAllah, in Sri Lanka, almost everyone, like in Bangladesh, are all connected to Jamaat work also. And great work, MashaAllah, the great strides. And the first time I went, according to my humble opinion, it was my opinion that it was only Maulana Ismail who was in Khanqah work. He's also fully in Jamaat work. He was teaching in the Markaz Darul Ulum, big kitabs, Muslim Sharif, etc. But now, mashallah, lot of other, mashallah, Khanqai line also work is carrying on. And Maulana Nawfal, mashallah, has got a particular fikr for everything in every field. So we should make dua also that everywhere in the world, all the branches of deen must become alive. Darul Ulums also, mashallah, plenty in Sri Lanka. And mashallah, very high, good quality of ta'aleem also taking place. And then, mashallah, the tabligh work also. And now Khanqah line also is starting quite a bit, mashallah. So Allah Ta'ala may. And then also, recently they had a problem with there's a Buddhist government there. And there's the halal, the jamiat there that certifies things halal. And it became a very big issue and it was a concern that maybe there would be riots, etc. And why? Because one reason, because they felt that everything you people writing halal, whoever eats halal become Muslim. Mm-hmm. So this they were becoming worried about, that the number of people accepting Islam also. And also they had an objection of the ladies wearing their niqab. That also they were, but now alhamdulillah Allah made it easy and things have been settled and sorted out. So may Allah give us also tawfiq to have this concern. And imagine where is Sri Lanka, where is Azadville, where is South Africa, eh? This concern that they have, and mashallah that they have come. May Allah Ta'ala bring the true fikr of deen, knowledge of deen also, the practice of deen also, and our hearts also turn towards deen. That the love of deen, the conviction comes in the heart, that is the department of the Khanqah. Knowledge we will get from Darul Ulooms. Practice we'll get from Darul Ulooms and from Tabligh Jamaat. But the conviction and the love, that is the department of the Khanqah. They will end together, and the very important thing in this is the zikrullah, the zikr of Allah. A person who is pabant with his zikr, and the two conditions which our Shaykh, rahimahumullah, stressed, one is punctuality, and the other is with love and devotion. The person who makes his zikr like that, that person will get the benefit. And a very little zikr has been shown. It's not long ago, Hadraji Malana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali and our other Buzurgs, yeah, many of us sitting here who have seen even Hadraji Malana Inamul Hassan Sahib, it's not long ago. Malana Abdul Hafiz Makki, Damat Barakatum, explained they were about more or less the same age, like friends also. So once he went to Markaz Nizamuddin and Hadraji told him that doctor has prescribed for me to walk every day, certain amount. Because Hadraji developed heart problem, and I usually go after Fajr for my walk. If you want to, you can join me. So he said, no problem, he'll join. And Hadraji used to take a very long walk out of the Markaz, right up to, many of us must be knowing who went to the Markaz, the Qabristan, one is the Qabristan right next to the Markaz. And there is another, the public Qabristan, Humayu. And then till there, Hadraji used to take his walk. At the entrance of this Qabristan, there are two minaras. And in that, there are rooms like built. So Hadraji then showed Maulana Abdul Hafiz Makki that grown up man, matured, and with Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali had prescribed for him 120,000 times Allah. 120 daily. 120,000. Ours is 100. And that also we have a problem. And then he showed that I used to come sit here, and according to the season, in winter, I should finish it here till by Zohar time. Then I finished my zikr. And from the time of Tahajjud till Zohar time. That is when I used to finish my zikr. And the same, so this was what was prescribed. 120,000. And in our time, Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, rahmatullah Ali, when we became bayat, the first, when you just became bayat, then 300 times, La ilaha illallah. 300 times, third kalima. 300 times, istighfar. And not just astaghfirullah, whole astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh. 300 times, durood sharif. And when you do that regularly, then you can ask for Bara Tasbih. Bara Tasbih means actually 1,300 times zikr. So when I finished and I asked Hadrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali for permission for Bara Tasbih after about 6 months. So Hadrat gave me permission. And then I asked, and this zikr here, this, he said that also carries on. 300 times Durood Sharif, 300 times Istighfar, 300 times third kalima, 300 times first kalima, and together with that 1,300 times that the what is called Bara Tasbih. So much zikr was prescribed. Now we are only prescribed 100 times La ilaha illallah, 100 times Allah. And each one of us asks, who of us manages it even then, daily? And without zikr, Hadraji became Hadraji with all that zikr. We don't see the foundation of the ground, of a building. We look at the building, that mashallah, Hadraji, what position. But the foundation that was put in, that we don't look at. So all this is necessary. If we want also our building to build, then make the foundation. Our zikr regularly. And then again, regularly and with love and devotion. Concentration. Some of us, we put on radio when we are making zikr. And at the time when the ladies are the hosts of that program. So what our zikr is going to be? Hey, we are listening to all that and we are busy making our zikr, yeah. So we are just fooling ourselves. When we do it with that concentration and that devotion, then see, inshallah, how we will, what call it, get the benefit of it. So the zikr is very, very important. That consolidates everything. We make our islah, our ta'aleem. Yeah, who of us makes our ta'aleem? Hey, that we have some ta'aleem in the house, which is so important, which Allah Ta'ala refers to, وَذْكُرْنَا مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. To the wives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that also remember this great ni'mat of these ayats, وَذْكُرْنَا مَا يُتْلَى فِي, which have recited in your homes, and hikmah the hadith, in other words, ta'aleem in the homes. We face problems, but we don't see what is the thing that will keep problems away, and if they have to come, which will push the problems away. And that is our ta'aleem, our dhikr, tilawat of Quran Sharif, and in all these things, normally we are very, very weak. And unfortunately, when that doesn't take place, then we find that we now got a problem, we're going on to porn sites. All this will happen. If we don't do this, then this temptation will come. Allah's system is that there is no vacuum left anywhere. When we don't fill it in with the right thing, then the wrong has to take its place. If we don't practice upon sunnahs, then other practices, other lifestyle has to come. It's only natural. So if we fill it in with the right place, then not only for us, it will have an influence on the family. These things are such, like now the fans are on. Whoever comes here feels the coolness. You have an aircon on. Winter, you got a heater on. Whoever comes in that environment will feel it. We got a problem with the wife. Wife got a problem with the husband. He's not practicing. Doesn't make namaz with jamaat. Doesn't make namaz at all. The children, we have got a problem. But we haven't created the environment in the house. And that is with ta'aleem, with zikrullah, with all that we do all the time, tilawat of Quran Sharif, that creates that environment. Now we subtract that, and then automatically the TV will come in there. Then you'll start watching the TV also. Then worse than the TV, all the things on the internet, and the filth and dirt, and then not only watching porn and that, you'll even go further, and you'll get involved in what and what. And very sadly, how many people, outwardly, many write also and say, somebody sees me outwardly, they think I'm an angel. But inside, and those who are the ones who are sincere, and who want to make their islah, and they are writing, and the others who are just carrying on, and just still bluffing the people, bluffing yourself when you look at yourself in the mirror, now I'm still pious, I still got my beard, I got my topi, I'm pious. Just an outward show, really. But the thing is, what is inside, that has to come into us. So that is, if we have regularly this in our homes, we carry on regularly, this will create that environment. Then we can expect great, great ulama to come from those children. Great, great arifs of Allah Ta'ala. Great, great buzurgs to be made. Today, how many times the person brings a child, he's dressed in jeans and t-shirt and that. Make dua, Allah, make him the great, make him the imam of the haram. That is the dua they ask. And this is, but he's dressing like this. You see no sign of Islam on that child. Eh? Nothing you can see that this child looks like a Muslim child. But we are dreaming that he must become the imam of the haram. And he must become a great alim, etc. Ustad, Hafiz Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, rahmatullah alayhi, used to say, you plant weeds and you expect roses to grow. Eh? Nobody in the first place plants weeds. But if there is that stupid person who plants weeds, and then he hopes roses will grow. This is exactly what we are doing. We are planting weeds. Eh? And then we are expecting roses and we are asking for duas for roses to grow. It doesn't work like that. We have to bring them up, and that is from the beginning. We nurture them properly, their tarbiyat, their ta'aleem properly, and we spoil them. How many places, when we go for safar also, many places, amongst the ladies, the girls are spoiled, now they are in university, and now they bring the girl to Appa, please make dua, Allah give her hidayah. You're putting her on the road of misguidance, and you are asking the dua of guidance. It doesn't work like that. That they are putting them in the complete, bring them up in the wrong way. Take them in the wrong direction. And just to show that they are pious, make dua, Allah give a hidayah. It doesn't work like that. The person has to be sincere to himself and sincere to Allah. Today, unfortunately, in everything, outward show has overtaken everything. A person does all the wrong things, but then he just like sprinkles some deen on top of it. Now, the boy, let him go to matric, he's going to university, everything, but sprinkle 4 months over it. Then tell everyone, mashallah, he's going 4 months. What a good thing, mashallah. So he's kosher now, because he's going 4 months. But what is inside of him? You baked a cake with all, like many friends or many people play fools, they're all dirt and filth, and they just cover it up with some icing and a nice cake. So that is what we are doing, all the filth and dirt inside, and then we just icing it nicely. And now with the icing, it looks like what a cake. But if you cut that cake, what comes out from there? And that is what's happening in the marriages. That's when the cake gets cut. And then after marriage, the inside colors come out. And it is shocking in some cases what we have to face now. That what were things, we can't hear those things, we can't imagine those things, but it was on top was just the covering. And we also recommend that, mashallah, very good boy, very good family, very good girl, very good family. But inside was something else. Well, so may Allah let us become sincere. And whatever little bit a person wants, little in this direction, Allah will pull you towards him. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کرائے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے, سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے, لیلا کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے, خالق حسن کی ہر لہجہ ہے خالق حسن کی ہر لہجہ ہے شان نئی سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کیا کیجئے لبریز جب ان کی الفت کا پیمانہ ہو, عقل کی زنجیروں کو توڑے عشق میں یوں دیوانہ ہو, کیا کیجئے لبریز جب ان کی الفت کا پیمانہ ہو, عقل کی زنجیروں کو توڑے عشق میں یوں دیوانہ ہو, غیروں کا کیا ذکر جب اپنے آپ سے ہی بیگانہ ہو, نشہ عشق الہی یارو نشہ عشق الہی یارو چیز ہی ایسی ہے واللہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. عشق خدا کی آگ وہ پہلے سہنے دل میں لگاتے ہیں, جن سے معاصی کے سارے ہی خار و خس جل جاتے ہیں, پھر سالک کو آسانی سے منزل پر پہنچاتے ہیں. رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے, رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے, سب کہہ دو سبحان اللہ, سب کہہ دو سبحان اللہ, الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. تاریخ اپنی عظمت کی لکھوائی رب کعبہ نے, جان لٹا کر دین کو زندہ رکھا ہمارے آبا نے, تاریخ اپنی عظمت کی لکھوائی رب کعبہ نے, جان لٹا کر دین کو زندہ رکھا ہمارے آبا نے, جنگ احد میں خون نبوت دیکھا جوں ہی صحابہ نے, ایک دن میں دی ستر جانے ایک دن میں دی ستر جانے, ایسا پیارا ہے اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. تیغ حکم خدا کو رکھیں اپنی گردن پر ہم بھی, راہ حق میں اپنی ہتھیلی پر لے جائے سر ہم بھی, مثل علی کے حملہ کر دیں مثل علی کے حملہ کر دیں, نفس کے خیبر پر ہم بھی, راہ خدا میں جان لڑا دیں راہ خدا میں جان لڑا دیں, ہم بھی پڑھ کر بسم اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. اپنے رب سے غافل ہو کر اپنی عمر گوا بیٹھے, بھول کے اپنے مولا کو ہم دل غیروں سے لگا بیٹھے, خالق دل سے ناتا توڑا دل کا چین لٹا بیٹھے, چین کہیں ہے عشق بتا میں چین کہیں ہے عشق بتا میں, توبہ توبہ معاذ اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. اب تک جو ہونا تھا ہوا اب دل سے توبہ کرتے ہیں, ترک معاصی کا اثر ہم آج ارادہ کرتے ہیں, اب تک جو ہونا تھا ہوا اب دل سے توبہ کرتے ہیں, ترک معاصی کا اثر ہم آج ارادہ کرتے ہیں, اپنے شیخ کی محفل میں ہم لوگ یہ وعدہ کرتے ہیں, اب مولا کو راضی کریں گے اب مولا کو راضی کریں گے, سب کہہ دو انشاء اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہے تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
It's not wajib, it's not for us to become bayat. But the object of bayat, which is important that we should keep in mind, that is for us a'in. And that is our islah. our reformation. And that is why a person should become bi'ah, so that his islah, his reformation can take place. And there is no end to islah and reformation also. Even if a person becomes a sheikh of the time and he have hundreds and thousands of murids also, but if he also is not mindful of his islah, he will also fall. We have to continuously, until our breath goes out with iman, with our islah, till then we have to be conscious all the time of our islah. So becoming bad is not difficult, we become bad, but then to follow it up, that is what is required. And a few simple things in our time which are not difficult, if we do it, we will be moving on this path of suluk. Suluk means to walk, to go ahead. So what we have to do is always maintain Islamic dressing. Wherever we are, maintain Islamic dressing. Secondly, make tilawat of Quran Sharif. At least 3-4 pages a day, so that in the year we can make at least one khatam. And then 100 times, La ilaha illallah. And with this in mind, that with La ilaha, I'm taking out of my heart all the dirt, the filth, the wrong things. And with illallah, I'm putting all the right things, the good things in my heart. 100 times we washing the heart, and we putting the perfume in the heart. How can that heart become pure? If we do it sincerely, really very, very soon, just this will bring a complete change in our life. Then 100 times, Allah. After the first time, to say any words of Allah's greatness, like Jalla Jalaluhu, etc., is wajib. And with this in mind that, oh Allah, I love you. Oh Allah, I need you. Oh Allah, you also love me. How won't the love of Allah come? Allah is most kind, most merciful. 100 times you begging of Him, and He won't, He'll deprive you? It's impossible. And then keep contact. As a student of the Rahman, the morning zikr, wahi kaafi hai, wo aate rahe. Aur jab chuttiya hoti hai baad mein, phir so bhi pura kare, inshaAllah. آئیے آپ. اچھا حاجی رمضان کو بھی بیٹھ آپ بھی آئے. الحمد للہ نحمده ونستعینه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوکل عليه ونعوذ باللہ من شرور انفسنا ومن سیئات اعمالنا من يهده اللہ فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله، يد الله فوق أيديهم، فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه، ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: المرء مع من أحب. Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirah. And from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with the jama'at in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, to be always conscious of my islah and reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiyah, and the silsila of the Naqshbandiyah, and the silsila of the Qadiriyah, and the silsila of the Suharwardiyah. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bay'at. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my maut on imani kamil, on kalima shahada, with afiyat, izzat, rahat, and salamati. Gather me tomorrow on the day of qiyamah and forever thereafter in jannah with all the righteous and pious. Accept inshallah. So do that inshallah. Aapka pura naam kya hai Maulana?
Ahmad Abdullah. Muhammad Abdullah.
Muhammad Abdullah. आपको मैं इजाजत देता हूं इंशाल्लाह आप वहां जाके दीन का काम करें मैं इजाजत कोई दीवार पर लगाने की चीज नहीं है मैं काम की चीज है काम करें इंशाल्लाह कहां है कला मौलाना
अहमद अब्दुल्ला
नौफल
मोहम्मद
अहमद
अहमद अब्दुल्ला
इंशाल्लाह جزاكم الله ان شاء الله اقوها مجلس كان ترى ان شاء الله الله يحفظكم الله تعالى يرزقكم خيرا ان شاء الله